The Book of John, Chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Elohim, and the Word was Elohim. And the same was in the beginning with Elohim. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend it. There was a man sent from Yahweh, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave he power to become the sons of Yahweh, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Yahweh. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his majesty, the majesty as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I spoke. He that comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Yahshua the Messiah. No man has seen Yahweh at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who are you?' and he confessed and did not deny, but confessed, 'I am not the Messiah.' And they asked him, 'What then? Are you Elijah?' And he said, 'I am not.' 'Are you that prophet?' And he answered, 'No.' Then they said to him, 'Who are you, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What do you say of yourself?' And he said, 'I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of Yahweh, as said the prophet Isaiah.' And they which were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him, and said to him, 'Why do you baptize then, if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, neither that prophet?' John answered them, saying, 'I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know, and he it is who comes after me is preferred before me, whose shoes' latchet I am not worthy to unloose.' These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John sees Yahshua coming to him and says, 'Behold the Lamb of Yahweh, which takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I spoke. After me comes a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I did not know him, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I am come baptizing with water.' And John bore record, saying, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, Upon whom you shall see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I saw and bore record that this is the Son of Yahweh.' Again the next day, after John stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Yahshua as he walked, he said, 'Behold the Lamb of Elohim!' And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Yahshua. Then Yahshua turned and saw them following, and said to them, 'What do you seek?' And they said to him, 'Rabbi,' which is to say, being interpreted, 'Teacher,' 'where do you dwell?' He said to them, 'Come and see.' And they came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first finds his own brother Simon, and says to him, 'We have found the Messiah,' which is, being interpreted, the Anointed. And he brought him to Yahshua, and when Yahshua beheld him, he said, You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Kepha, which is by interpretation a stone. The day following, Yahshua would go forth to Galilee and find Philip, and says to him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip finds Nathanael and says to him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Yahshua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said to him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, Come and see. Yahshua saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael said to him, How is it that you know me? Yahshua answered and said, Before that Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, you are the Son of Yahweh. You are the King of Israel. Yahshua answered and said to him, Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, you believe? You shall see greater things than these. And he said to him, Truly, truly I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of Elohim ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. End of chapter 1.